awesome.
Ryan, what did you make of that then? 10 skaters down here.
You get new pitchers, it doesn't even look like you.
10 skaters, you come down to Sheffield and you take the points. How do you feel about it?
It's pretty unbelievable feeling. You know, you're just so proud of the way these guys work. You know, it's not really a big game plan. It's keep things to the outside, hold on. And our goal is to be opportunistic on the power play. And it's the first weekend where we didn't score a power play goal. You know, our power play didn't look good tonight. And that's what happens when you got a mixture of guys going out there every time. But, yeah, no, it was a pretty unbelievable feat considering you come into this building and play a team like that. You know, every guy battled. We were down to 3D and six forwards. We had forwards playing D. We had, you know, it's a pretty amazing feat, and you got to take your hat off to these guys.
You just take me into your mindset when the Steelers' fourth line go and score that first goal. On the bench, you're sort of thinking, oh, God, it's going to be one of those nights.
I think the fear was, you know, coming in that we didn't want to let it slip away too early and be chasing the game because they knew we wouldn't have the legs to do it. And we get that one shift, we score two goals, and we get a little bit of life going into the second and come in, and then a little bit more belief after 3-1, and we held on. You know, that's what happens when you're dead tired, you're fatigued, you got 3D men, you're going to hold on. You can't exactly force a team like Sheffield. So, you know, we got 10 days off here, and we'll be full imports when we come back, and I think we'll be a team to be reckoned with. I mean, we're a good, hard-working group. We got great British guys, great British talent. I mean, this week, the last 3 weeks, these guys stepped up and played huge minutes. It's only going to bode well down the stretch for us.
They say you learn a lot out of your team through adversity. You've been through that, as you say, over the last few weeks with the injuries. What have you learned about this team?
I know they don't give up, and they rarely get outworked. We got, you know, we don't really have any special players. We got a bunch of guys that fill a role, and we look for success. And you know, I think an opportunity like this where we don't have five, we have five of our top out. You know, so we got Tristan Harper seeing power play time, probably hasn't seen power play time in years. And you know, until Matt Toe steps up and plays huge minutes for us, penalty kill, power play. You know, Ed McGrain plays with a slight concussion tonight. You know, he comes in and he hasn't skated in a few days and was just going to see how it warm up and see how he felt, and he played huge minutes for us. And you know, you need guys to battle like that, and that's what we have. And you know, I just can't say enough about him, really. You know, we go into now a 10-day break, we get a rest up, we get in, and, you know, Joe Cullen comes in, we get some a little bit of practice time, and you know, I'm excited to see what this team can do full strength.
Do they get a big rest now? You say they've got 10 days without a game, but do you get a bit of time off too?
We're gonna have a few skates, and then I'm gonna give them a few days off to rest some bodies. Rest is our biggest friend right now. I mean, we've been just running ragged, running on empty for 3 weeks here, playing with, you know, 10, 11 guys. So we're going to give some time for some wounds to heal. We got guys playing with some injuries, and then we'll get back at it and have four or five good skates before we face Coventry.
And what does Cullen add to this lineup?
He's going to play center. He's another deep centerman. I wanted our center positions to be deep, and now we have Goldie, McGrain, and Cullen. Our British players can play on any line, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go with three solid lines. We're not going to have an identified 1, 2, 3. It's just going to be three lines. We all play the same way. We all play the same system, and hopefully we can get back to five D-men and go from there. You know, but right now I think we're just going to savor this one for a few days and rest up some wounded bodies.
How much does it change that road trip back home from here in Sheffield? You got, you know, a good 4.5-5 hours on the bus. How does that change things, taking the points?
Oh, huge. I mean, the confidence. You saw our fan support here tonight. It's been unbelievable. And I think just giving the boys the belief that, you know, we can compete at the top level here. And that's something that I don't think Bray has had. It's always been good enough to win in Scotland and steal some points here and there when you can. But, you know, I think we're starting to get the belief that we can compete at the top. And, you know, as much as we're underdogs, which we savor it, we need to go in expecting to win and not being happy with good performances and not results. So, you know, but like I said, it's a different game when you got 11 guys. I mean, it's tough to throw a big game plan. It's conserve, and exploit when they break down. And I thought the guys did a great job of that today.
Could have been on the other bench tonight if things would have gone differently for you over the summer months. Is that a nice little message, though, to your previous employee? You've come here twice now. You've taken maximum possible points.
I've been on that bench, but, I don't envy that spot. I mean, it's a tough place to coach. And, you know, but again, you know, I learned a lot. It was my first 2 years coaching. And now Brayhead, it's been a breath of fresh air. I mean, from the fan support to the off-ice support to the team we have here, it's It's a lot nicer on this side here, and you know, I think we're building something here in Brayhead, and I don't regret one second being on that bench. I'm telling you what, I'm happy where I'm at, and I'm, you know, sometimes things work out for the best.